With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden putting more pressure on Israel's prime minister to reach a ceasefire deal in the war with Hamas.
Asked by reporters if Benjamin Netanyahu was doing enough to reach a ceasefire and a deal to free hostages in Gaza, the president said no. He insisted that negotiators remain very close to an agreement. His comments came before a White House Situation Room meeting with advisors who are involved in the negotiations. There's a renewed urgency to reaching a ceasefire after six more hostages, including an Israeli-American, were found dead in Gaza over the weekend. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, National Transportation Board spokesman Todd Inman says investigators have been collecting evidence at the scene of Saturday's bus crash in Vicksburg, Mississippi, that killed seven people and injured dozens more.
A 2018 Volvo motor carrier, and this was on August 31st, traveling westbound on I-20 at approximately mile marker 11. At that time, the coach's left front tire failed. At that point, the vehicle traveled southwest onto an embankment and rolled over on its left side.
Some vans at the back of a motorcade today carrying Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz crashed while heading from the airport to a campaign stop in Milwaukee. Walz himself was not hurt. Volkswagen says it's not getting the cost reductions that it needs and will not rule out plant closings in Germany. CEO Oliver Blum says the company is canceling its job protection promise in effect since 1994. It bars any layoffs in the company through 2029. This is SRN News. A warning about religious liberty.
Sam Brownback used to be U.S. Ambassador for International Religious Freedom. These days, he's worried about what's going on in this country. Brownback tells the Christian Post that Americans are going to have to stand up for their religious freedom or it's going to be taken away. The former ambassador warns, quote, "The Supreme Court doesn't set the culture of the country. We do. It's the people. You're going to have to fight a little bit or it won't matter." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama may continue enforcing its ban on so-called gender-affirming care for kids, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals declining to reconsider a January decision that let the law take effect. Families with transgender children challenged the law, which imposes up to 10 years in prison for treating people under 19 with puberty blockers and or hormones. Now, 25 states have similar bans. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the U.S. government seizing a very pricey aircraft used by Venezuela's president.
Citing violations of sanctions and export laws, the Justice Department has seized a luxury jet used by Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro. The Justice Department alleges this luxury jet, a Dassault Falcon 900EX, was illegally purchased last year from a Florida firm using a shell company based in the Caribbean. That was to hide Venezuela's involvement in the purchase. There's an executive order that bars U.S. individuals from doing business with the regime of Nicolas Maduro. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Wall Street, of course, closed today in observance of Labor Day after ending on a high note Friday. Trading resumes tomorrow morning. More details at SRNNews.com.